Welcome to another Cut and Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Sean, another Boss of Light and Gawler Football Association Grand Final done and dusted.
Well, yes, so tell me about it, because I'll be real honest with everyone. I have not paid much attention to the BLG this year. You know, it's been an up and down year, hasn't it, for many reasons. But who was in the Grand Final and what happened?
Well, we've spoken previously on this show about what happened and in regards to the Boston Light Gawler this year, and they shortened the season because of the pandemic. So every team basically played each other once, and of course, Freeling pulled out. So instead of having a top four at the end of the year, they had a top three, which meant the top team, which happened to be Gawler Central, went straight into the grand final. And then the second and third teams, which were South Gawler and Angaston, played off for the right to meet Central in the grand final. South won that. So it was a Gawler Central, South Gawler, grand final played at Freeling.
Fabulous. And Freeling's a good place to have a grand final, isn't it?
It is. They played the preliminary final there as well the week before. You couldn't get more neutral because Freeling weren't in the competition.
That's right. So they weren't involved. But I've been up there a few times and Freeling's certainly taking off and got a good footy ground. So South versus Central's. Now, that wouldn't be the first time they played each other in a grand final, is it?
No, there is a very sort of interesting history, even though in the Boston Light and Gawler itself, which started in 1987 when the Gawler League and the Boston Light amalgamated, they've only actually ever met four times in any type of final game, the last two in grand finals. But the first one was 1990. South beat Central in the second semi by three goals and went on to win their first BLG Premiership. Then in 1994, they had a final five. They had a qualifying final and South beat Central in that. So it's looking like South are dominating. But then in 2014, Gawler Central won their only flag of four consecutive years in the grand final when they beat South Gawler, who came from the first semi by about six goals, and then go to 2020 grand final.
Hang on, so right now, up to 220.
Yep.
Two grand final appearances against each other.
One.
Only one? Oh, so the other one you said was a qualifying final?
Yes.
And what was the first one?
The second semi in 1990.
Right. So it's South are 1-0 in terms of grand final wins head-to-head.
No. Gawler Central won in 2014.
Gawler Central won in 2014, right.
Yeah. And
I wasn't
then,
listening, was I?
Well, that's okay. It's okay. As long as our listeners aren't not listening, that's fine. Yeah, 2020. Central won again comfortably by nine goals. So that's two big wins in grand finals in the BLG for Gawler Central, and the finals record is two wins each, which you'd expect a lot more, but no, it hasn't been. I mean, Gawler Central had a real run of first semi-final appearances and preliminary final appearances, but South went many years without making the finals after initially winning three flags in the early 90s.
So when did the BLG start?
In 1987.
So Barossa Light, Gawler all combined.
Yes.
And prior to that, was it a separate Gawler League?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the background of the Gawler League, it started in 1889, and Gawler actually had a team in what was the league, state league competition, which was called the South Australian Football Association, and Gawler played in there for four seasons from 1887. So in 1889, they formed the Gawler Junior Football League, which had Williston, Gawler Central, and what was Gawler South at the time. They later changed to South Gawler, but they were the three initial clubs, and they were there to supply players for the league team. But when Gawler pulled out of the league competition, the Gawler competition continued and went right through until 1986, the following year they amalgamated with the Boston Light.
So just for my interest, in 1986, what teams were in the Gawler League?
Well, in 1986, which was the last year of the competition, there was actually six clubs competing. There was the three Gawler teams, Williston, South, and Central, and then you also had in there Two Wells, Virginia, and Barossa Districts.
Okay.
So it was a 16 competition, but it's varied over its over the life of the competition. Salisbury was in there for many years off and on. Lindock and Williamstown, who eventually amalgamated to form Boston Districts, were in it. Henley Bridge were in it. Wasleys at one stage. Terrells in Virginia. It was, quite popular. There was other Gawler teams as well. There was Roseworthy College. So it's been a very strong competition. And just before the Central District Football Association started, those teams like Elizabeth and Elizabeth North and Salisbury North and Salisbury all played in the Gawler competition. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it was quite strong. But looking at the early beginnings, they didn't have grand finals from 1889 through to about 1905, and that was the first grand final. And the interesting thing about that first grand final, which was between Central and South, and Central won that, is back in 1893, there was some controversy because Williston Central was supposed to play a couple of games late in the year, and they were cancelled because I believe a funeral, and another time players were sick. So they were postponed games, and when they tried to organise the games to finish the season, the cricket had started, so players weren't available. So Gawler Central claimed the flag, but South protested because they were almost an equal record. So the competition organisers said, well, we're going to have to call it a tie between the two clubs, but we can't ever have this again. If there are two clubs ever tied, they have to play off for the premiership, and that's exactly what happened in 1905.
So, wow. So that was 1893 that happened?
Yes.
Yep, and what's that, 8 years later? No, 12 years later.
Yep. And what happened after that? It was such a success that they started playing finals after that, and the very next year in 1906, South beat Central in the grand final to make it 1-1 in grand finals. And then in 1921 and 1925, through a really strong period for South Gawler, that won many premierships over about 15 years. They won 12 or 11 of them, which was really the highlight of their existence as a club. They beat Central in those 2 years, 1921 and 1925. Now, Gawler Central were waning a bit from that period through to about the early 50s. They only won the one flag in 1936, but then in 1953, they won a famous flag where they beat South in the grand final. So at that stage, that was their second win. And then in 1963, South beat Central. Then in 1979, South kicked 21-16 in the grand final against Central, who also kicked 21-16, an actual tie. And then in the replay, they both kicked 13 goals, but South got 17 points.
17 points, wow.
And Central only kicked four, so that was another flag to South. And then in the very last grand final of the Gawler League, before they amalgamated with the Bossa and Light, South won. They beat Central by a couple of goals. So in the old Gawler League, the grand finals saw South win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-2 by Central. But over the last a couple of years, with Gawler winning those two flags against South, they've closed the gap a little bit in grand finals. So very
interesting, isn't it? Like when you start talking about this football association or clubs in this who are now in this competition.
Yep.
I mean, the history, as you mentioned, way back to 1890.
1889,
like it's incredible to think that these clubs that are part of what we're talking about now have existed for so long.
Well, the Boston Light itself started about 1908, so that's a pretty old competition as well. So it's sort of it's interesting, and I suppose, recently my wife and I travelled around up north and stopped at places like Oruroo and Peterborough and Jamestown and numerous other places, and it's really interesting how strong the football communities are in those country towns.
Well, they become an important part of the culture, don't they? And it's a form of entertainment, it's socialising, and of course, but it's hard too in country towns as things change in those towns. Like if we look around, all around like South Australia, there's been strong rural towns that have ended up being much smaller because of the way things have changed in industry and farming and so on. And so, and of course, there's men's and women's football now, of course, but I guess if we're talking historically, it was men's football. So you need enough young men in that area, in that town, to be able to form a team. And, of course, that has changed over the years, hasn't it, for different areas. And so some places have lost teams and other have made game teams. But I guess Gawler being who we are and getting closer and closer to the metro area, we have that big number of young men and now women, of course, who can play football.
Well, we may have spoken of this previously, but one of the disappointing aspects of country footy is the amount of towns that used to have rivalry have now amalgamated. Most recently, Yadunda and Robertstown, they had some kind of rivalry over many, many years, and they become the Southern Saints. That would have happened about a decade ago. But previous to that, I mean, you look at Clare, you got South Clare and North Clare now. There's been South Clares and North Clares at various times, but there's also been just Clare, just one team. So it's really good that they've managed to sustain the two teams, but they're probably the biggest town in that region, in the northeastern league. But just, yeah, every other team in that competition is an amalgamation of at least two or three teams.
Yeah, and it's just wonderful, though, that those teams, the Gawler teams, have been able to continue their history for such a long period of time, and obviously doing very, very well, making the grand final again. So that, I guess, bodes well for the future.
Yeah, look, it's the Barossa teams have tended to be the more dominant in the competition over the last 20-odd years, but it's good. But since 2000 now, Gawler Central have won three flags. Williston haven't won one, and North South Gawler. So in that regard, it would have been nice for South to have won. So another Gawler team had won this millennium.
And, of course, that brings the end of the footy season in term, and it's been the year of COVID, so there's been a lot of disruption. And I imagine now the clubs are looking forward to next year and hopefully getting back to some sense of normality.
Well, I think when this all started, when the pandemic first hit, there was talk about the competition not even being played. In fact, they didn't play the netball. So the fact that they actually played a season bodes well for the health of the competition going forward for next season.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because I'm sure the netballers, the players at least, would have been very upset that they couldn't get to play. And then getting to watch the guys play footy would have been a real kick in the guts for them, I imagine.
Well, look, congratulations to Gawler Central, who also won the B grade. They won the double. South Gawler won the senior Colts, and I think Barossa Districts won the under 15. So it was a good share around with the premierships, and it usually is in BLG football.
Is it normal for a club to win both the reserves and the main game? Is that,
well, it happens.
Like, you obviously got a lot of strong players there in that one club.
Well, that's happened probably a third of the time it happens. I mean, I know Tanunda won the double a couple of times when they won the four in a row. Central, I think, won it the double in 2014 as well. Angleston have won the last three B-grade flags before this year, and, of course, the A-grade didn't win. So I suppose that gives you a feel about it. But it's probably about a third of the time the B's and the A's do the double up.
Okay. Well, I guess we can put the BLG football to bed for this year, and you can start doing your research for who's going to be the winners next year, Rob.
Yeah.
So I think next year we'll go back to you having to make your predictions at the beginning of the season like you've done the last couple of years.
Well, I think I did make the predictions this year, but I can't
I didn't record them, so I can't hold you to that.
So into another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.